Good morning, San Francisco. This is Riley Cortex, and you're listening to The Daily Cast, your source for everything happening around the Bay Area. California is preparing for two upcoming storm systems set to hit the region starting on New Year's Eve. The first storm, coming from the south, is expected to bring rain to the state on Wednesday, with moderate but widespread showers in the Bay Area. Rainfall amounts are predicted to be about half an inch to an inch, heaviest in the coastal mountain ranges. While major flooding isn't a significant concern, urban and small stream flooding could occur in poorly drained areas. Temperatures are expected to rise slightly on Tuesday night as high clouds move in. The system is expected to continue into Thursday, with rain likely on New Year's Day as well. Following that, a new storm is forecasted for Friday into Saturday, with more intense rainfall expected compared to the first system. The North Bay's coastal ranges may see up to 2 inches of rainfall, with powerful showers in areas like the North Bay, West Peninsula, and Santa Cruz Mountains. Light to moderate rain is also expected for the Central Coast. In Southern California, heavy rain is anticipated on New Year's Eve and into New Year's Day, coinciding with Santa Ana winds peaking before the new storm system arrives. There's a slight chance of thunderstorms in Southern California, although confidence is low. Officials announced the return of king tides to the Bay Area, bringing high water levels and the chance to witness marine life and maritime history. A coastal flood advisory is in effect from Wednesday to Sunday due to the alignment of the full moon, perihelion, and lunar perigee. These extreme tides may lead to flooding in low-lying areas along the Pacific coast and Bay Area shorelines. Despite the potential damage, king tides have also revealed forgotten fossils and sunken remains, such as a ship built in 1891 near Sausalito. The tides attract crowds, including foragers harvesting mussels, raising concerns about environmental impact. Experts warn that social media has brought more people than the environment can handle. King tides are expected to flood parts of the region through Sunday. Visit the National Weather Service's website for real-time information on marine conditions in the Bay Area. The Bay Area is preparing for rain and king tides heading into New Year's Eve. The heaviest rainfall is expected in the North Bay, Santa Cruz Mountains, and along the Big Sur coast, with totals reaching 4 to 6 inches by Sunday. Most other areas will see between 1 and 3 inches of rain. Forecasters warn of possible flooding in low-lying neighborhoods, urban streets, and poor drainage areas, along with fast-rising creeks and streams. Coastal flooding is expected from Wednesday through Sunday due to king tides and a storm surge, with high tides in San Francisco forecasted to reach up to 1.8 feet above normal. Strong winds may impact the area late Friday into early Saturday. Residents are urged to stay aware of changing conditions, particularly near the coast and flood-prone areas, as the busy holiday period approaches. A recent snow survey in the Sierra Nevada mountains has shown that storms in late December have boosted California's snowpack and water supply, improving conditions for water managers. State water agents conducted the first snow survey of the season at Phillips Station, recording 24 inches of snow depth and a snow water equivalent of 5 inches, which is 50% of the average for this location. This increase in snowpack comes after early December saw above-average temperatures and limited storm activity, leaving California's snowpack well below normal. Major reservoirs in the state are currently at 123% of average for this time of year, thanks to recent precipitation and 3 consecutive years of above-average snowpack conditions. However, groundwater levels are still under strain due to multiple dry years. Statewide precipitation for the water year has been above the historic average. Data from these snow surveys and forecasts are crucial in guiding how the state manages its water resources, with the next survey tentatively scheduled for February. California's key reservoirs are currently surpassing their historical levels for this time of year due to weeks of relentless winter storms. Shasta Lake, the largest reservoir in California, is at 123% of its historical average, currently at 72% capacity. Lake Oroville, the state's second-largest reservoir, is at 127% of its historical average and is 68% full. Other major reservoirs showing substantial water levels above seasonal averages include Folsom Lake, 136%, Trinity Lake, 132%, New Malones Lake, 127%, Lake Sonoma, 120%, Lake Kachuma, 157%, and Lake McClure, 147%. Diamond Valley Lake, Lake Casitas, and Lake Kachuma are closest to hitting capacity, at 94%, 96%, and 98% full, respectively. In past years, it has taken until spring for the larger reservoirs to hit full capacity. The increased water levels come after years of low levels caused by drought, with Lake Oroville experiencing depleted water supply in 2021. As another winter storm approaches California, the reservoirs are expected to receive another boost, with state officials aiming to capture and store as much water as possible ahead of the dry months. As we enter 2026, several food trends are making their way out the door. The pickle-flavored everything craze, from lemonade to gum, is losing its appeal after being overdone. Chicken and waffles, once a beloved dish, is now facing criticism for lackluster executions. Dubai chocolate, popularized on TikTok, is losing its charm after being overly saturated in the market. Truffle oil is also falling out of favor, with its artificial essence overshadowing dishes. The term caviar is being misused, with many offerings actually being fish roe rather than true caviar. Food gimmicks like unusual ice cream flavors or extravagant slushies are being replaced by a desire for simpler, more genuine ingredients. Additionally, Instagrammable restaurant backgrounds with fake greenery walls and neon signs are becoming outdated, with a shift towards cozier, more authentic atmospheres. Diners are moving away from social media-hyped foods in favor of more traditional flavors. There is a growing preference for recognizable ingredients and unpretentious dining experiences. As we look ahead, the focus seems to be on creating inviting spaces with vintage touches and a sense of warmth. The trend in 2026 appears to be veering towards a more understated and genuine approach to dining. The Red Oak Victory, a World War II-era ship in Richmond, may be relocated to a more accessible area near the ferry terminal and historical sites to boost tourism and revenue for the city. This proposal aims to free up the current location for commercial maritime use. Some argue the $16 to $20 million relocation cost may not bring more visitors, citing concerns about parking and permits. However, supporters believe the move will enhance accessibility, especially for those visiting the Rosie the Riveter/World War II Homefront National Historical Park. Richmond officials are set to decide on entering a contract for planning and design services for the ship's potential move. This initiative aligns with the city's focus on revitalizing the port area, including plans for green energy projects like offshore wind development. With plans to enhance infrastructure and attract more visitors, the Red Oak Victory's relocation could be a significant step towards boosting Richmond's economy and historical tourism. That concludes this edition of The Daily Cast. Thanks for starting your day with us. Stay tuned for more updates, and have a fantastic day.